The following program contains views and opinions which are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. If you haven't figured out, we had a new beginning, and one of the reasons we have a new beginning is because we're all still coordinating getting in the studio, and some of that's my fault and not Wonder Julie, so blame me, my bad. Some of the things that we're going to talk about, lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Well, surviving is good. Living is fantastic. Prevailing is just out of this world. Politics, entertainment, and current events, nah, not so much. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Guess what? We have some tickets. Some score. SMU basketball tickets that we're going to be giving away. Oh, no way. Called free, good price, with a parking pass. Totally awesome. We'll get to that in a little bit, 972-445-0770. Keep in mind, any topic we talk about is open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's never been professional radio. Yeah, you can't fix it. There's nothing you can do about that. It's just radio. Trust me, if you were in the studio right now, you'd be going, I believe you. Here's the bottom line. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. See, Steve Martin. See, Sean Hannity. See,
score.
Focus on the Family. That's a good
that's
way
a lot
to do
of fun,
it.
Man.
That's
yeah,
a
I
lot
think
of
that's,
fun.
I think that's fair.
That's fair, right? The David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. In the studio with me right now is Clint. Now, Clint, as you know, you were just in last week.
I was.
You had a good time, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I had a great time.
All right.
Lots of fun.
He's the president, owner, creator, extraordinaire entrepreneur of Mr. Restore.
It's a little exaggerated, but okay.
Okay. He's the dude that put that thing together, Mr. Restore. And the way. There you go.
Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, he gets the situation well in hand.
That is one of our most famous songs that go with our client. So Clint of Mr. Restore, just for those who don't know, it's fire and water damage cleanup, smoke cleanup, it's wind, flood, whatever's going on, any kind of restoration service, these are the people. Not, oh, they're like another company. No, these are the people. Thousands of happy customers. They have an A-plus rating with the BBB. I mean, they are just rolling. And if you need any help, if you're an owner of a building, if you've got things that you do maintenance for, if you are a real estate agent, you got houses that are a mess, if you're a person that went, what just happened to my water heater and my entire floor, you want to get in touch with Mr. Restore, no question. Get in touch with Clint. They'll contact you. They'll walk you through it. They'll tell you what's going on. You're dealing with people that have advanced technologies. You're dealing with people that have a company that's family owned and operated. And Clint is a brother in the Lord. If you've heard him before, get that chance to hear his testimony. It's totally cool, right? Also with Clint, but you also work with Mr. Restore. Is this right, Mom?
No, I don't.
No, he's just ATF, just adapt.
Oh, just the ATF.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
He's
all
not
right.
With Mr. Restore.
All right, but his name is Mo.
Nothing. Amo. Nothing personal.
Amo. Well,
it's just for you, brother.
That was not good.
Yeah. I wish that would go away.
Well, I guess he didn't like that one. It's Mo Brossette, right?
Brossette, yes.
Okay, and he's from the Adaptive Training Foundation. I want you to catch this now. These are the people that we've been talking about that are helping people through physical exercise, through training, to get to a place where in life, if they've had a severed limb, 2, 3, 4, whatever the case may be, that gives them not just a purpose, but a drive, an ability, a vision, a hope, something to move them forward so that they're not just left and forgotten and think, oh, well, there's nothing there for them. It's like, wrong. There's plenty there. There's plenty of vision. There's plenty of opportunity. And that's what we're here to talk about. And we want you to listen because you may be very moved. You probably will be moved. I mean, let's be honest. About some of the things you're going to hear, some of the stories, some of the process. Keep in mind, we're going to open it up to them and say, hey, you know, what can people do to help? And at a minimum, in Romans 15:30, Paul says, join my struggle by praying for me.
Sure.
At a minimum, you can be pulling that off. Because that's a mention. That doesn't take a lot. But we're going to go deeper than that. So let's give Mo an opportunity to talk about Adaptive Training Foundation. Let's give him a chance to say what it is from his perspective, what he does there, and where it goes from there.
Yeah, so Adaptive Training Foundation, we work with both military and civilians that have been injured critically, either in country in service from IED blasts, gunshot wounds, et cetera, to veterans and civilians that back here on the mainland have been injured in car accidents, either have lost a limb or have suffered paralysis, so they're wheelchair bound, and we also work with athletes that have suffered from neurological diseases like Parkinson's and stroke and cerebral palsy. So we work with any type of adaptive athlete. And the reason I say athlete, because oftentimes when I say that, someone's like, oh, you work with athletes. Well, from Bill Bowerman, from the founder of Nike, if you have a body, you are an athlete. So that's how we identify
that's
these human beings as athletes.
That's really good.
Yes. And we have a flagship program. It's called Redefine. It's a 9-week program where we work with them physically, mentally, emotionally, and nutritionally to really bridge the gap between what we say who they thought they were and who they're destined to become. So we provide the tools, we provide the partnership and what we call a tribe mentality, and surround them with the right type of enablers, the people that have defied what was once told by them would be impossible, to help them get to their goals. So we just open the door, because we have the saying is, you know, what you're seeking to become is already inside of you. But unfortunately, when you're told by people that you'll never walk again, you'll never do this again, this is your new normal, that is what we tend to believe. But when people come into the doors of Adaptive Training Foundation, we kind of push that to the side and have them show us what is possible. So we work with them through that 9-week period on Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. And we take them through 15 minutes of a mindfulness meditation, breath work, and visualization. And then we train them for 90 minutes. And then they come back in for another round, 15-minute round of guided breath work, visualization, and meditation to help them understand what they're capable of inside and outside of the gym. And
okay.
That's my role as the director of the mindset program. It's called Recharge.
Okay. Can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah.
Ian, you do it 3 days a week.
Yes.
Is that because the strain, the physical and mental strain is as big as it is, and you can't really train more than that many times in a week? Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, yeah,
is it,
yeah.
Is it because, look, there's a limit there.
Right. Well, there is a limit, but a lot what we do, we also partner with a lot of great people in Dallas. So we partner with Summit Rock Climbing. We partner with EQuest, Equine Therapy, and a couple of other companies. So what we do is on Mondays and Wednesdays during the course of their 9-week program, they might not be in the gym, but they're doing adaptive rock climbing. They're doing adaptive horseback riding. They're doing, in the summer, they might be doing paddleboarding and surfing. So the whole time during the 9 weeks, we're keeping them active.
So you know, they're active throughout the entire period.
Your yes.
training yeah, for sure. is on the specific time frames, and then they do activities that sort
right.
center in between
right.
or kind of flow in between and in,
and we
in
do
and
those
out of that.
We do those other activities to get them out of their comfort zone, because oftentimes they may have never ridden a horse
wow.
before.
Wow.
They may be terrified of horses. They may be terrified of heights. But what we do is make them step into that fear and not let that hold them back, and at least have them give it a shot. And 10 times out of 10, every time someone gets on a rock climbing wall, for example, that's afraid of falling and they're terrified of heights, we coach them up. We don't allow them to stop. We don't allow them to not try. Because once they face that fear and they realize that it's not about being fearless, it's about feeling the fear and doing the right things and taking the right steps to accomplish the goal in the face of fear, then anything is possible.
So when you're training, this is not an idea that when I've heard this many times, and actually I've heard this many times from a spiritual principle, which is why I love stuff like this.
Yeah.
And that is you instead of looking at the situation, which is fearful, and then turning away,
right.
Even from a faith point of view, you look at the situation, even though there is the fear that you're encountering, and then you rise above through the faith that you're operating with. And in your case, it has a lot to do with the training that you're pushing them through. I have to ask you this. Mm-hmm. This is just, is there any one activity that the majority of people are like, don't like it, don't want to do? Like, you know what I mean? Like, is it horseback riding? Is it doing the wall? Is there one thing people are like, oh my goodness?
No, not really. No,
because nothing really stands out.
No, the reason is because by the time we get to those events, they are so fired up and ready to take things on that, and they've got the members of their tribe behind them, watching them do these things. So they understand also that we have a saying that pressure is a privilege, because you're doing this for you, but also we're filming this, we're videoing this for content to show them, but we're also doing it to show other adaptive athletes that have been told you can never do this again. Maybe there's a kid out there that has this missing a limb, that's in a wheelchair, that's born congenital, that's missing limbs. It was told this is the best it's ever going to get.
That's right.
So when they do those things and they get out of themselves and do it in a selfless manner, then that's where the magic happens, because then they're inspiring other people as well.
And, right. And there are millions of adaptive athletes in the United States alone, right? We've touched a few hundred of them.
There's over 10 million adaptive athletes. Yeah.
So there's been a few hundred people that have gone through the program, and you're trying to, I'm saying this in the nice way, you're trying to blow it up so the people come in.
Yeah, for sure.
Really,
we would love to be able to touch every life. Like, we want to be able to expand what is happening at Adaptive Training Foundation so that others can reach out to the adaptive population and touch other people, right? We can't get to everybody. Like, we're not in St. Louis. We're not in Minneapolis. Right. We're not in some of those places. And so how do we get some of those other people touched? Because and a lot of that's what we're trying to do on social media. So we show stories of above the knee amputee blind Marine that's wakeboarding.
Right.
That's amazing. Right? That's so amazing. Out there by himself.
Like, it's unreal. The stuff that, and we need to show you some of these videos, or maybe make them available so you can post it for these guys to see.
Yeah.
They're hearing these stories.
Put them on the website. It's zero problem. I mean, give me some of these videos and we'll put them up just to, in the sense of promotion. I just think, is anybody doing this way, or is this so unique that's why you have people coming in from other places? I mean, is it so, I know that there's probably somebody that has a similar vision, but is it so definitively different and up there that's what creates people coming in from Florida or Arizona or California?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. We have an athlete that's here from England. We had an athlete last class that was here from Canada. And it is that different. And it's the psychosocial aspect of it. Because look, you can create a great training program. You can create something that's going to help this person be strong, maybe lose some weight, maybe gain some balance. But what you're missing is the tribe, again, mentality. And the reason we use the word tribe instead of team, instead of family, is because if you look at the definition of a tribe, it's the sum of the whole. So the weak at some point will be the strong, and the strong will be the weak, either mentally or emotionally or physically. So if I'm coming into the gym and I'm one of the adaptive athletes and I'm feeling bad, I'm having a bad day, but then I look to my left and I see a triple amputee flipping a 200-pound tire, or I see an athlete that was in a wheelchair, that's supposed to be in a wheelchair, that's starting to walk again, that then gives me the inspiration and hope I need. And it's also that support of, hey, it's okay. Let us help you through this process.
Gotcha. All right, let's drop a couple things because we got to take our break. Number one, their phone number, 214-432-1070. Is that correct? 10. Yeah, it's correct.
Yes,
I think that's right.
Just say yes.
Perfect.
Dave.
Yeah, that's it.
214-432-1070. Okay. 214-432-1070, adaptivetrainingfoundation.org. Taking our break, and then we're going to come back. Don't go anywhere. There's so much more. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. We'll be right back.
Who is David Spoon? I have no idea. People have asked me about the David Spoon Experience. They wanted to know what I thought of him. Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him, and here's what I know. He was born and raised Jewish, and after intense drug use, became a Christian. He has 3 children and almost 5 grandchildren. He has 3 separate ordinations from 3 different denominations, and a summa cum laude for his BA degree in ministry and leadership, as well as a master's degree of theology studies. He has a weird sense of humor and talks a lot.
It's not a dissolver that will take stuff off. It's spot on, not spot off.
If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. And those big ears really don't help him. But would they enjoy his perspective on life, culture, politics, food, sports, local and national news? I don't know. I guess people were going to have to listen to find out. The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Hey, jingety-jing, it's Dominic the Donkey, jingety-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey, la, 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 la.
Oh, that is...
La, yeah. La, 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 la.
You asked for zany, my friend.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. So we, being not completely unlike, you know, Christmas Vacation in Chevy Chase and so on and so forth, we got a really big tree, slapped it up on the car. Of course, it scratched the car to no end. Remember, I'm Jewish, and I'm trying to follow the Christmas holiday. It's got nothing to do with my Christianity. I like Christmas. I like the season and so on and so forth. I have no problem celebrating any specific time, picking a time, and we're as close as we can be celebrating the birth of Christ. It's awesome. It's a great time of year. But you're talking about me fighting a tree, and I'm fighting the tree, and I'm fighting the tree, and I hack off a few branches. And unfortunately, what I hacked off with the axe wasn't enough. Because I was right there again, holding the Christmas tree with my feet on the door, trying to pull it in. Hey, you know what? The Christmas tree was not coming in. So you know what I did? I hacked off a few more pieces. But then, instead of just trying to pull the tree in, I hacked off a few more pieces. By this point, I have decided that Christmas is a pagan holiday that only people who are supporting Christmas presents have created, and Jewish people who believe in Jesus should not be celebrating Christmas, and I'm crashing the tree, and I've got the axe up, and I'm crushing it, and I'm going to get this tree in, and you would not believe it, but after doing that for 15 minutes, I still could not get the tree in the house. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. If you want to reach the show, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Also, the website, davidspoonmedia.com, which even though it's an Android app, we have a free app. I did that just for Clint. We have a free app that's now available that I put together. You know, I put it together. That's all I'm going to say. It's a free app. It's all right. I mean, it's nothing special, but it gives you the opportunity to listen to the show for free on your phone anywhere you are. So that's kind of a cool way to go about it. Plus, I put a couple pictures in there. I talk about my dog a lot. So my dog, I got a picture of my dog in there. My wife has a whole gallery.
Of your dog?
Yeah. Don't ask. I mean, I got three kids and 5.5 grandkids. The dog is like, there's more pictures
of the
dog.
I've got a dog, and that's my child.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, it's like, you know, he's a white boxer. He's got one of those goofy faces, and he can hear. He has selective hearing loss. That's why he reminds everybody so much of a child. All right. So we have tickets. I want to make sure you understand this. So Tiffany was kind enough to grant us a couple of tickets. There's a game next week. Now, Tiffany Jones, if you don't know, she does the Churches in Action. She does the ministry that takes place on Tuesday evenings, and she does a great job. She interviews people, and it's not just Churches in Action. It's any Christian doing anything, any kind of ministry. Fantastic job. And she coordinates the tickets, and so we were able to get a couple of tickets. And on Wednesday of next week, now this is for SMU. Now, do you guys remember what SMU stands for?
Southern Methodist University.
That is correct.
Nice.
Not Spoon Must, you know, undergo brain universe. Surgery or something. So they're playing Hartford Hawks. And the Hartford Hawks, it's a Wednesday game. So it's the day before Thanksgiving. So I don't want you to call for the tickets if you can't go. I mean, that's just terrible. Don't do that. So this is a game, and the game time is at 6 p.m. Okay, 6. So Wednesday at 6. Then you go to the game, then you come back. And so if you're cooking Thanksgiving, that could be a little tougher. These are two tickets plus a parking pass, which is always nice because then you get in and that's kind of an easy way to do it. So I'm going to ask a trivia question, give you a chance to, and then we're going to jump back into talking about the Adaptive Training Foundation, jump back in, talk with Mo and with Clint. But this is your opportunity to get some tickets, free tickets for an SMU game. And they're doing good, man. They look good. They look strong. And I think if you want to be somebody who gets a chance to see them throughout the season, this is your opportunity. And it's not hard to do. Here you go. Here's the big question. Ready? You got to think about it. Remember, no Googling. Okay? It's kind of the deal, right? Okay. Who hid Joshua's spies from Jericho's king? Who hid the spies? Joshua sent people out, and they were spying out the territory in Jericho. Okay? Ooh, dear. I know people are like going, wait, that's tough. I know. And I'm just going to, it's in the book of Joshua, so I'm feeling confident you guys could pull this off. We already have a caller. I didn't even finish the question. Okay, some people seem to know. We're going to wait and see. I'm going to wait. Yep, and more people calling. Let's go ahead and get this done first. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hello, David. This is Darlene.
Hi, how are you?
I'm super. Thank you.
Okay, let me ask you. Are you ready? Are you excited? Because if you get these tickets, I mean, it's free tickets, right?
And it gets, yes.
So you're excited.
My grandson will be happy.
Okay, here you go. Are you ready? Okay, here we go.
Yes.
Who hid Joshua's spies from the Jericho king?
Rahab the harlot.
That is correct, ma'am. You are a winner.
First one.
Wow.
Ding,
good
ding,
job.
Ding, ding, nice.
The very
thanks.
Good job. Excellent work. All right. Now, here's what I need you to do. I'm gonna continue talking with Clint and with Mo, and you're going to talk with Julie and give her all the information she asks you, and then we can coordinate so that you and Tiffany can get together so you can get those tickets so you can enjoy the game. And I hope it's
thank
a
you.
Ton of
thank
fun.
Thank you so much.
You are more than welcome. I hope it's a big blessing for you.
Congrats, Darlene. Awesome.
Too.
Okay. Thank you. You're great, and great job answering that right off the bat. Okay. Excellent. Worsey.
That was,
no, that was a tough question.
Yeah, it was.
That wasn't like...
I was going to go, hey, I'm going to pull my Bible out, man.
The only thing people can't do really. Is that what they can't do is they can't do the Google it. Because I don't care if they look through the scripture, because that's the whole point.
Right.
Is
sure.
For us to be
that
in
makes
the scripture.
Sense to teach.
So, that's how it goes. All right. Let me turn to Clint real quickly, and then we'll go back over to Mo. So you're watching this organization that is pouring their heart into lifting people up.
Yes.
And these are people that have been not tossed aside, but maybe people in their minds are thinking nothing's going to happen.
Well, clinically, yeah. Tossed aside might even be a fair assessment.
Okay.
From the clinical world, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, I would think that might even be a fair statement.
And that touched you. I mean, when you connected with these, you were like, wait a sec.
I'm telling you, the individuals that actually go to the gym to see what's happening, sometimes there are four-letter words used, but it becomes, this is the most addicting thing I've ever seen.
Wow.
Like to be able to see what is happening. The trainers are spectacular there. Like very gifted individuals that, like we talked last week, right? There are at least two females that are quadriplegic clinically that are walking, both of which are at some level jogging. Right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
And it's unreal to watch what happens. And so you see that and you start, if you have a heart for people, right? If any part of you says, do the right thing for others, then you're going to be impacted by that and go, holy cow. And that's what I saw, right? And that's what made me go, okay, how can I help? Right?
So that moved you because you saw it.
And, yeah, for sure.
And in other words, the reason that I'm bringing that up is because if we get the videos, we're going to put them on our website so that the people have that opportunity to do that. There's just zero problem with that. Just let's make it happen. I know how to at least put it in. So just get it to me and we'll go from there. I don't care if they come on a thumb drive or whatever. But for people to see it is the moment that I'm trying to capture. I don't want you just to hear about it. This is radio. It's the theater of the mind. You don't have that opportunity to see like you do until we understand that. That's I do that on purpose because I'm ugly, so it makes it easy. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is I want you folks to go to the website that we're going to put these videos on. I want you to go to the AdaptiveTrainingFoundation.org website so you can see
And better than that, if you're local to the DFW market, come see us.
Ooh.
Come in on a
open
Friday.
Open invitation.
Come in on a Friday. Yep. Yeah, we've got opportunities so that people can be exposed to what's happening.
Fantastic.
And we've very intentionally created those opportunities. So Fridays at essentially 10 o'clock, 10 to 2, you can come into the facility and you can be around the athletes and get a tour of the facility and see if there's a current class going on, the current class plus the alumni work out together.
Okay.
And see what they do.
Let me ask Mo a quick question about that. Do you guys have on the website that you can do like a public access on Fridays? I mean, like a tour or something. Is there anything on there that they can see?
Yeah, that's our open house every Friday.
Okay, so it's open house every Friday. And it's on the website. Yes. I'm just making sure because people will hear it and go,
absolutely. I heard something about an open house. And then
yeah, you can. And if you want, you can email me, mo at teamatf.org, and let me know you're coming. You can also email our director, Taylor, T-A-Y-L-A, at teamatf.org, and let me or her know that you heard us speak on this show and you'd like to come for a tour. Now, we will be closed next week for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you got Thanksgiving coming on, so then several weeks after that, you're going to have Christmas. I mean, this
correct.
Is, but we want this to become a part of their staple of our show, so we want to be like, okay, got to start learning now. You got to understand now. For you, we've got about 2 minutes, two and a half minutes, and I got to stay on time or Wonder Julie is going to start. Yeah, she'll throw things through the window and they'll hit me.
We don't want that.
Even though, I don't want that. What was it that captured you when you were the first time? Was it the first thing you saw, or was it somebody you knew? Was it just the achievement? What captured you?
It was walking into the door on the first day, and just what I saw and what I felt, I knew I was in the right space. And if you ever have a human that does not believe in divine appointment, bring them to our gym.
Wow. Right. Excellent. So you knew, when you knew you were there, you were like, the Lord brought me here.
Almost every human that is part of our organization is there through divine appointment.
Wow. Absolutely,
100%.
That is so awesome.
Yep.
I love that. I love stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because I just love it when the Lord does stuff. And you never know what it is. Oh, we got these guys together. They don't know. it's kind of like, that's going on. That is so awesome. And then you became a part of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And now, how often are you connected to it in the sense of how much time are you involved? Is this all you, what is this what you do all
I'm
the time?
I'm there 3 to 4 days a week, about 6 or 7 hours a day. And then outside of that, I speak for the organization to try to help raise funds. And that's what I do. Outside of that, I'm a speaker and a mindset coach. So I help other people, organizations, companies get where they need to go facing fears around what I've learned and taught at Adaptive Training Foundation, what I've been a part of there.
Wow. Good job, man. Good job. Way to be responsive to the Lord and let him lead you and guide you and kind of like cement it in. And we're not trying to ignore Clint, so I don't want everybody to get the wrong idea, but the idea here is for you to...
Yeah, whatever.
Sorry, what's your name? The idea is...
Why is he in the back of the room?
Yeah. There's no particular reason. The hat, though, was somebody else's idea, not mine. The idea is this, to connect to this, to see this, to recognize that there's a power that's taking place, and there's a power that's taking place where people are given hope where there's been no hope, and there's healing in the growth and in their process. And then in that process, these folks are getting to find out that they were never abandoned, that there was there's this whole life in front of them, and they just didn't know how to tap it. It's like, wow, I just love stuff like that. All right, a couple things, then we got to break. When we do come back, I'm going to do a very short teaching because I know some of you are like, I want to hear that one thing. It's like, okay, we'll talk about it. Just wait till we get there. AdaptiveTrainingFoundation.org. That's their website, AdaptiveTrainingFoundation.org. And if you go to Google and type in adaptive training, it comes right up. I'm just saying, so it's not that hard. Then don't forget our good friend Clint and his company, Mr. Restore, at MrRestore.com. Very important, as he is one of our sponsors and one of the people that support the ministry that we do here. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Hey, here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water, damage, call Mr. Restore.
The deterioration of the ecosystem or creation itself is definitely the result of man. You say, well, how can you say that? Well, Romans chapter 8, verse 19 through 21. I just read the scriptures. I don't need anything else. The Bible says this: the creation waits in eager expectation for the sons of God to be revealed. For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself would be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the glorious freedom of the children of God. Creation itself is longing for the redemption that comes through Jesus Christ. And until that takes place, it is on a collision course down. The result of the ecosystem or creation itself crashing is a result of man's sin in the garden. So when they say, oh, well, it's not man-made, oh, yes, it is. Of course it's man-made. It's because we messed up in the garden. But I wasn't with Adam and Eve. You were in the person of Adam and Eve. And if you want me to use it, you were in the life-giving force of Adam and Eve. And if you want me to really say it, you were in the loins of Adam and Eve. You were there, too. They stuck their fist up to God and said, nope. And God went, okie dokie, here's the result.
The David Spoon Experience.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy. 972-445-1700 or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
Sometimes hallelujah.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. If you want to reach the show, do not go on your roof and go, hey, David, bad idea. Just send me an email, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, or go to the website, davidspoonmedia.com. Mr. Restore is linked to our website. And I can't remember, I think we did put a link up for Adaptive Training Foundation. If I didn't do that, I'll get that done today.
Yeah, there's one on the website.
There is one on the website.
Absolutely,
see,
there is.
See, without him, what am I doing? We're going to get some videos up there. And in a second, we're going to talk about a couple of things. We got to do a small teaching here, and I want to make sure everybody hangs on. This is a very simple, very easy, very uh-oh teaching, okay? 1 Samuel 13:8, now he waited 7 days. This is referring to Saul. He waited 7 days according to the appointed time set by Samuel, but Samuel did not come to Gilgal, and the people were scattering from him. So, stop right there. So Saul was waiting for Samuel. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Prophet said, I want to be there in 7 days. Do-do-do-do-do. The prophet did not come on time. Do-do-do-do-do-do. He did not come when Saul was anticipating in the framework that he was anticipating. So what did Saul do? He took control. And that is one of the worst things that you and I do in our Christian walk. God doesn't do it in the time frame that we've got, that we've asked, that we set up. And what do? We take control. Guess what happens when you take control and move ahead of God? There's this guy named Abraham. He had a wife named Sarah, and they decided the promise isn't moving fast enough. God promised him he would have a son. 10 years later, still no son. They said, all right, we got a plan here. Use her, have the son through Hagar. We'll have a son, Ishmael. The promise, by the way, didn't come for another 15 years, but I will point out that the pain that came from the creation of Ishmael goes far beyond what you could even understand and even affects us today, simply because they could not just let it go and let the Lord take control. All right? It didn't have to quite be that way. It doesn't have to quite be that way in your life. You do not have to help God along. I know his clock is different than yours. It's different than mine. I wish God would get on my page all the time, but he does not do that. And he will act as he sees fit. So if he doesn't come at the time that you think he's going to come, here's the answer. Wait some more. Don't do what you're thinking of doing, because as soon as you create your own Ishmael, you just created your own set of problems. And then God's going to end up delivering you from those problems, which you didn't have to go through in the first place. Okay? So skip that. All right? Good. All right. That's just a simple little teach. Mo is hanging out with us. I should probably – Mo Brosette, right?
Yes,
I want to be saying that correctly. Okay. Doing all right. And he is a spokesperson plus a trainer at the Adaptive Training Foundation. I'm going to ask Clint the one thing, because I think that Mo's a part of this. They have a special event on – is it every Friday or is it –
It's the first Friday of every month.
Okay.
Called Sweatiest Hour.
Fire away on that.
Yeah. So Sweatiest Hour is a station-based workout. Actually, my buddy Mo here actually leads that workout for us. So depending on how many people show up, we typically do two 1 hour session workouts on that Friday night. From 6 to 7 is the first one, from 7 to 8 is the second one. And you do 50, 55 hard minutes of working out at a station. And fortunately, like this kind of workout is one that you get to determine how hard you go. Because if Mo says, hey, we're going to do squats for 30 seconds and you're going to alternate with your partner, you can determine if you're actually going to squat and get after it, or you're going to just kind of squat and be lazy.
Just right? Squat on the squat.
So, but either way, that's the opportunity for you to be around some of the adaptive athletes and see what they're capable of and be exposed to the environment and the tribe and hopefully come alongside us at some level and go, hey, I can't do much, but I could sponsor a lunch for you guys after one of the workouts.
And that's a great thought right there. So that's not even something I thought about. So after a workout, they got to be fed, and sometimes a little bit of money can help in that process.
Yeah, especially with the guys that are coming through. It doesn't necessarily have to be money. Maybe it's actually you bring us food.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, so that happens on a regular basis too. But when we bring these athletes in, if you come in from the UK, you don't have a whole lot of resources in DFW as you're going through the class. So as a result, we try to make sure that we're providing for them, and we make everything available to them for free.
Yeah,
so it doesn't cost them anything to be a part of this program and into perpetuity, right? Like afterwards, they get to come into the gym for free. And so there's lots of ways and opportunities for individuals to help. And we just believe this is part of what have been called in to do.
Let's segue right from that into what Mo, into the what it is that people can do to get involved. So that's a first element right off the bat where, you could sponsor a lunch, you could bring lunch, you could, pay for lunch, you can do whatever you want. What are some things that people can do to try to connect to the athletes, to the vision, and to the people?
Well, obviously, again, we're a nonprofit. We're ran 100% off of donations from corporations and in-kind from individuals. So as Clint was saying, into perpetuity, from the time they are a part of our organization, they do not pay a dime. So if anyone wants to get involved, there's no set limit or amount that you have to donate. Anything and everything helps. So you can go to adaptivetrainingfoundation.org and donate there. But again, we would highly recommend you come in and see what we get to do. Come in on a Friday from 11 to 12. Let me give you a tour. Come to one of our Sweatiest Hours the first Friday of every month. And the great thing about Sweatiest Hour is it's not about being in shape. We don't care if you haven't worked out in 6 months or 6 years. You're doing a workout next to someone that may not have the use of their legs. So when I'm telling you to squat for 30 seconds, you're watching this person in the wheelchair do some sort of adaptation, or you're with someone that may have just lost one of their legs and they're still squatting. So it shows us able-bodied folks that, hey, it's not about how fit you are. It's about the community that's around you and lifting each other up. So those are ways to come see and get involved. And as Clint was saying, on Fridays, we have people that are generous enough to provide lunches for us and things like that. If you want to come in and provide your services, be it as a volunteer trainer or as a acupuncturist or something like that, again, come in and see us. Let's talk about it and see how you can get involved.
Yeah.
And then we encourage direct engagement with the athletes when you come in. Like, we want you to go up and go, hey, man.
Is there hesitation?
From individuals that come in. It's just a different environment. And for the athletes too, the majority of the athletes that come into ATF, they haven't had somebody come address them and go, hey man, what's the story with your legs? Missing both legs. What happened? So what we try to do is we want to look them in the eyes and help them understand that we think that they're worth something. They have worth. They're valuable. And then you say something that's a little bit okay, man, what's the story with the legs? What happened? And because it's taboo in society, right?
To
look at them, to talk to them, to be around them. And so it's just one of those things that it's until you know, you don't know.
Let me bring this right back to Mo. Is that a okay thing to ask? I mean, that's exactly what people are like, well, I don't want to ask that question.
Yeah, absolutely. Right?
But that's a good thing to ask.
Yeah,
it is. It doesn't always go perfectly initially.
Yeah. When you're inside the walls of ATF, it's a little bit different. But yeah, and the great thing about that is, then that's what we do. Hey, Dave, what happened? Tell me about your legs. And if you're brand new and you just lost your legs, maybe you're like, well, here's what happened. Okay, cool. So now what are you doing? Just as easy as I say, hey, Dave, nice to meet you. I love that gray shirt. Where'd you get it? Because when you take away that stigma, when you take away that, oh, my God, I'm so sorry for what happened to you. You're such an inspiration. Don't. They don't want you to, you know, adaptive athletes don't want you to feel sorry for them. They want you just to treat them just like another person. And that's what we do. And once you break down that barrier and you understand that we're all human beings, no one of us are perfect. My scars may be hidden, but I still have them. So be it physical or hidden, we all have something that we're dealing with. So when you take that away, it breaks down that first barrier of entry of, wait, what do you mean? You don't treat me special. Okay, well, the doctors told me I would never walk again. And we say, okay, well, let's see about that. And through work and through trial, a lot of our athletes that are clinically not supposed to be walking for the rest of their lives are now walking unencumbered without the use of a chair. Some are running. Some are balancing. Some are doing obstacle course races, Spartan races, things of that nature. People, we have athletes with Parkinson's and epilepsy that can stop seizures by breathing and focusing on their mind.
Wow. Now, you guys got a lot going on there. How many people at the facility, how many people are there that go through a training? I mean, how many? There's a number.
Yeah,
right?
we do between 10 to 15 per 9-week cycle.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And is the goal?
And then on a Friday, we have alumni come in. So it could be 50 to 100
that could be a lot of people
working
then.
Working out in there.
Yeah. And that's the great time for people to come in because you're seeing like this whole group of individuals just so excited about life that you can't help but feel it. And that's what like Clint said it. Every person that walks through the door that they've seen the videos, they've watched us online, they've heard about it. The minute they walk in the door, they say the videos don't do this justice. Mm. It's the feeling.
It's the connection that takes place when they walk in. Mm-hmm. I think it's really important for people who are listening to understand that this is accessible. And in other words, by saying that, this is not something you need to do at a distance because you just feel sorry for people or along those lines. This is something you can actually participate in, and your presence, and we've talked about this before. In churches that people go to, not everybody's the person that speaks, not everybody's the person that leads worship, not everybody's the person that makes the announcements, but your presence in the church makes a difference. Mm-hmm. Well, that is no less true here in this circumstance, because when you're there, your presence makes a difference to those athletes, and it puts you in a unique and new position to grow in your ministry, being a person that doesn't feel sorry for them, but works with them.
Right.
That's like substantially different, right? Because most things are like, oh, I feel so bad. I feel so sorry for that person. Mm-hmm. It's like, let's see you lift the same amount of weights then.
Right.
Your kind of attitude.
Right. And what happens is and we're doing the best that we can, right? And no one's doing anything out of malice or trying to keep someone held down. They're just doing what they think is right. But if you've got an athlete that's in a wheelchair that perhaps lives alone and they have an emergency and they've got to get out of their bed, maybe onto the floor, into their wheelchair in order to save their lives, and they can't do that because the doctor said, don't ever get out of your chair, what's going to be the result? So that's why it's so imperative for us to break that down
that's
and go,
good.
Hey,
look, it's really good.
Yes, this is what you were told you can't do again, but here's the reason why. And once they get that, you see this light in their eyes and you see this sense of freedom and the sense of strength, both inner and outer, start to exude from them. And then that's when the growth begins to happen.
Gotcha. Gotcha. This is a nonprofit organization, which means you can participate financially. Let's just say what it is. Mm-hmm. If you've got money and you have taken care of your responsibilities or obligations and you've taken care of your giving that you feel is comfortable for you within the framework of your church or the ministries that you work with or whoever you work with, and you have any extra and you're like, yeah, I wonder where to put this, which is ironic because my wife and I had a conversation, wasn't very much money, but we said, well, what do you think of this? We got this, we had like an extra $50. And it was just like, well, what do we do with this? Because we've already taken care of these obligations. And we actually had to make a decision as to where to put it.
Sure.
And it's like, this is a place where you can put it. Mm-hmm. We're going to take our break and come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving parts, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
I did what most Christian men would do when they make a mistake. It's their fault. There's nothing but humiliation on your face, and you're trying to recover in the moment. And you know what I did? I blamed it on every possible unseen force except for myself.
You have chosen wisely.
So guess who knocked that crystal light on that white carpet? It was Satan, by golly. Well, it was at that moment because it certainly wasn't my fault. I didn't knock the crystal light all over. It was my glass. I did pour it. I did bring it to the table and somehow fell on the carpet and spread everywhere. And by golly, I wasn't going to take the blame for it because that would be taking personal responsibility. Well, I'm not taking personal responsibility. After all, that $500 deposit we just had that we were hoping to get back when we move out is already down to $200. And it was dropping by the dollar as the stuff was spreading.
You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. If you want to reach the show, you probably know by now actually how to do that. I'm just going to say, you know. I have confidence, you know. That means there's a website, there's email, there's phone, there's all that stuff. Today, we have been focusing on a different aspect on how we've done the show. And I love stuff like this because anytime I get to meet believers who are engaged in some ministry that's advancing the kingdom where God is doing something totally cool, I find it fascinating. And I will say this real quickly. If you're a person who's just so self-absorbed that nothing God does in other people's lives interests you, you do not understand love God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. Because the interest that you have should be, although it's the phrasing is a little off, the interest you have for others should be at the level that the interest you have for yourself. You should be thinking, that is awesome. Why? Because God is moving. And it's like, okay, I want to go where God is moving. So we've been hanging out, and you know Clint from Mr. Restore. Any kind of thing you got going on there, I mean, he's just been a trooper. Anything you have in regards to restoration cleanups, any kind of sewage, any kind of electrical, any kind of anything anywhere, right?
Absolutely.
Anything you need to get in touch with Clint, MrRestore.com.
I split that up pretty good.
Yeah, you did.
To make sure. Yeah. Okay. All right. Now, along with him, Mo Brossette has been hanging out, and Mo is one of the trainers. I would say, really, you're the trainer of the what do you call it? The recharge.
I'm the director of recharge. I'm not really training. It's more speaking and teaching.
Okay, so yeah. You're the director of recharge. See, I gave him a worse title than he deserved.
Not a problem.
For the Adaptive Training Foundation, and that is adaptivetrainingfoundation.org. And I don't know what it is that just struck me about this, but when Clint first talked about it, and I didn't know he was connected to it, and then he was just talking to me about people that have limbs, as one, two, three, four limbs that have been removed, and that they're just left, and nobody is trying to help them raise up, and yet there's an ability that God gives people to raise them up way past what they thought was okay or acceptable or societally acceptable. I don't know, just struck my brain as that is just fascinating. So I want you not just to be a partner in prayer, and I'm not doing a telethon for it. I want you to be a person that actually mentions them in prayer. When you're praying, say, hey, that group Dave's talking about, or hey, those adaptive people, adaptive people. Any way you want to say it, just bring it before the Lord, because that's part of joining it. And if you find out that, hey, we can participate, we want to check it out, we want to see it, you just go to their website. They have a open house on Friday. Do it. Check it out. You can be brave. You can live outside of your bubble. I believe it. All right, I'm going to turn it over to Mo and let him share with you an element that he actually is in charge of, right? This is your area, so fire away.
Yeah, absolutely. So when the athletes come to work out with us, they're there for a two-hour time period. The first 15 minutes when they come in and see me, and I work with them on breath work, so using breath as the anchor, and then we go into a visualization guided meditation to get them ready for facing fears, for overcoming objections, for stepping out of their comfort zone and doing those things that I told you that they do before, such as walking when they could never walk again. We actually had an athlete today who was in a motorcycle wreck in July, lost his leg just below the hip, and he just did a 40-inch box jump today.
Wow.
So imagine with one leg jumping, jumping just above the height of your kitchen counter.
Oh, my God!
And landing on it.
Yeah. So and I use the word meditation. I use the word meditate. And a lot of times when we say that, you know, people have this misconception as to what that is.
Correct.
The definition of mindfulness, number one, meditation is mentioned 23 times in the Bible. Number two, the definition of mindfulness is to pay attention to something particular on purpose in the present moment while breathing without judgment. What do you think you're doing when you're praying?
I love that. That's a great, great take. That's a great way to say it.
Absolutely. Anything that you focus on, eating food can be meditation if you're breathing and you're paying attention to what you're eating.
Wow,
you could walk
great.
Outside in nature. That is a walking meditation.
Right.
So anything you can do that you're focused on where you are in the present moment is meditation and mindfulness. And it helps to calm you down. It helps to suppress the sympathetic fight or flight nervous system state and get you in a calm state of being where you can begin to create, where you can begin to think outside of the realm of what is impossible, right?
So when you're doing that, and the scripture talks about meditating on the word of God, this is putting you in a place where you are Instead of being resistant to it,
right.
you are able to absorb it,
right.
And I mean that's really kind of part of that process.
Yeah,
right?
And this is the most critical portion of what we do, because once we show the athlete that yes, you can overcome the fear of falling, whatever your fear is inside the gym. Now, what fears do you have outside of here? Because people always ask, hey, what happens after the 9 weeks?
Right.
Well, you have to live life. So the purpose of the recharge program, when they come back in after their workout, is to do another 15-minute session and say, hey guys, here's how you showed us and yourselves that you could do this in the face of fear, in the face of failure. What are you afraid of outside of here? What do you fail at? What you know kicks off your TBI, your PTS, your anxiety, and your stress? So we're helping these individuals be better at life, not just exercise. Exercise, the movement is market entry. That gets you in the door. The magic happens inside between the ears. So when you tap in and you use breath as the anchor, and then you can visualize and see what you want to become, that's when it starts to happen. And that's what you asked earlier, does anyone else do this? No. No one does this the way we do it, and this is the most important part. Because again, we can make you stronger, we can make you lose some weight, we can get you comfortable balancing on your prosthetic leg, maybe walking again if you're in a wheelchair. But at the end of the day, if a year down the road, you haven't worked on those things that are the root cause of trauma, which happened between the ears, then we have not done our job. We've done you a disservice. And that's where the magic happens. And that's where all these things that Clint's talking about, I'm talking about, that's how they're able to happen. Because once you get out of your head and you realize what you are capable of, right? And I have a tattoo on my forearm. It's Proverbs 23:7, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he.
Right.
So if you think it, you can become it. And that's what we teach them. But it has to start in the mind.
Yeah. So when you are engaging with people, I have to ask you, and you don't have to answer, okay?
Yeah.
But when you're engaging with people, does the faith element come up? I mean, does it? I mean, even when you're in the process, let's say they said, "All right, I'm in it. I'm buying into it. I'm doing it. Let's go." Does it ever come up? Like, does anybody ever say, "I wonder why this happened to me"? Or does it, you know, like
sometimes?
Anything ever,
yeah.
It's got to be kind of an awkward, because you're trying to train them, but you can't really identify it for the Lord. But
the funny thing is, I think if you talk to some of our athletes, there would be several of them that think that their life is significantly better as a result of what happened than the place
it's
they were
so
at.
It's so fascinating.
Once they understand it, yeah. Absolutely.
That's so fascinating. Yeah.
And it's, you know, we had a girl that came through our program. She's one of the ones that's a quadriplegic that's now running and now not using her chair. She, you know, we teach through your injury is your superpower, and you thrive because of what happened to you, not in spite of. She was hit by a 6-foot wave on her honeymoon, paralyzed her, pressed her into the floor of the ocean, spent 4 months in the hospital in Maui, came back and was going through our program. And she said, we were talking about purpose, and she said, that wave took my purpose. I said, no, it didn't. It's in you. From that, she has brought one athlete in that was recently in a car wreck that was hopeless. Now she's gone through our program. Now she's moving. She had no use of her left arm before she came in. Now she's able to bring her left arm over her head. And she's also counseling another woman that had the same injury in 2014. And since 2014 has been living in her guest home, has not left because she thought that's the best it could be. So this young lady who thought this wave took her purpose has been given the purpose because of what happened to her.
Powerful. That's just powerful, folks. Yeah. Let's make sure you know the contact points. 214-432-1070. That's 214-432-1070. You want to go to the adaptivetrainingfoundation.org website so you can see this and process this. You can also go to davidspoonmedia.com and look under our sponsors, best partners link. That's just the easiest way to do it. We're out of time. Man, this flew. You guys did an excellent job, and I really appreciate it. People, be praying, giving, and thoughtful. This is a way to move people towards the kingdom of God and further in the kingdom of God. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a 23-hour break, then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
It may be false.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.